Thursday, June 22nd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. I have been puzzled about something all year. Why there was such a surge of optimism by farmers over the grain market potential this year. Farmers decided to reject low prices and store corn until summer when they would cash in on a weather rally. The expectation was that corn futures rallied to near 450 the last 2 years, and they would surely do this again, and this time they would sell. Looking at the balance sheet, there's not a lot of basis for a bull market. We have huge U.S. carryovers of corn, soybeans, and wheat, and Brazil just produced nearly 1 billion bushels more soybeans and 1.5 billion bushels more corn than they did a year ago. Against this backdrop of bearish supply, there were three factors or events that bulls were hoping on to deliver them a real price rally before next harvest. The first was the fund short position, next is a bullish June acreage report, and finally a hot dry July. The first, the short fund position, has already been neutralized and we haven't got a lot to show for it. Next up is the June 30th acreage report that the bulls hope will show a further reduction in corn acres. So far, our June weather is fine and we still have most all of our subsoil moisture reserves to get us through July where we live. They need a high-pressure dome set up next month. The next market decision for many farmers is whether to roll their July long corn positions. There's a ton of these longs in the market. Elevators talk farmers into selling them their corn last harvest to avoid storage costs, paying them 80% of the money, while buying them July corn futures, holding the other 20% for potential margin calls. With first notice day approaching, they'll have to either liquidate or roll contracts to September. I bought September corn 390 puts, selling 440 corn calls for 9 cents, betting against these farmers long corn this week. I would sell a rally in September corn as it will be an old crop contract as the second harvest comes when bins are emptied. Remember what the market was like at the end of last August. If the June acreage report is not bullish or July weather is favorable, we will have a huge market disaster shaping up for farmers who, with old crop in the bin, paper longs, and very little new crop priced or massively long corn. I have been amazed at how well bulls have whistled by the graveyard, all talking about how high prices will be going, with none considering the possibility that the old crop harvest crunch and record soybean acreage, how favorable weather could produce some $3 cash corn and $7 cash soybeans this fall. Some farmers would have most of two crops of devalued corn acting like they were hit by a truck. I monitor other advisory services and I think they're all whistling by the graveyard too. Mine has been the contrary opinion. The direction for the market to go to surprise and hurt the most people is lower. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The wheat market, particularly Minneapolis wheat, has had a good weather rally. The problem is that U.S. crop damage is too much the anomaly in the world and global buyers will just buy wheat cheaper elsewhere. It'll be hard to sustain the gain in the wheat market. So the funds are no longer short and the USDA will settle the acreage issue at the end of the month. Informa thinks farmers planted more corn. Then there is July weather for corn and August weather for soybeans to be determined. Basis has done nothing but deteriorate. I'm not trying to be pessimistic, but I don't think that the bulls have been realistic. Farmers are exposed to more risk than they perceive, and there is potential for a real inverse thrill in grain markets ahead if events do not follow the script laid out by the bulls. Last year, farmers let a lot of soybeans go to satisfy cash flow needs but stored corn. We could get to harvest this year with farmers having most of two corn crops, and the soybean price so low they will not want to sell them either. There would be major cash flow and storage issues. The crude oil market has been leading commodities lower. We are seeing a Game of Thrones play out in Saudi Arabia as King Salman replaced the old crown prince with a new crown prince, intending to break the chain of power that has kept the country mired in conservative rule. It was not just done by decree, but was voted on with 31 of 34 family members of the Saudi Allegiance Council voting to promote the new crown prince. Saudi Arabia cannot be what it needs to be and stay relevant just as an oil producer. It has to use its oil to invest in something else to secure a long-term future. Crude oil will go the way of coal in the not-too-distant future. By 2050, fossil fuel will not be the primary energy source, and much oil in reserves may not be able to compete with the cost of recovery relative to the cost of other fuels. The Saudis are smart enough to know that the source of their wealth has an expiration date and that the competition from shale oil is already pushing them around for the top spot. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.